Thank you, Father. So this morning, we meet together on this Sunday after Easter. You know, a lot of times when we meet in general, in the way that we usually do on Easter, place is packed. Everyone's all dressed up. Everyone's excited to be in church. The parking lots are full. It happens all over the country and all over the world on Easter Sunday. And then the next Sunday after, the lilies have been taken away. The Easter decorations are put down and taken away. And we sometimes say, well, what do we do now? What do we do now? And so this morning, I just wanted us just to be comfortable and come sit with me at the cross. Because even though this cross is empty and the tomb is empty, the story of the cross and what happened in the tomb should live forever, should always be remembered. It should certainly always be celebrated, so to speak. In our faith and as Christians, we should be celebrating Easter. Yeah, we celebrate every day that Christ was born. We celebrate his life every day. We celebrate and remember what he's done for us every day. How do we do that? By being his hands and being his feet. By being the church. By showing compassion on other people, by loving other people, by praying with other people. And you know, we're blessed in so many ways. And these songs really blessed me. And Jared's song, I needed that. I really needed that. And it was a real blessing to me on my birthday. And so we receive blessings every day by just maybe even a word that someone says. I've been blessed by all those that remember my birthday and sent nice thoughts and cards. And those are blessings. You see, we've been blessed by the King of Kings for his journey, for his life, and what happened right here on this cross. So last week, we looked in Matthew chapter 28. We read verses 1 through 10. If you remember, we went back to the end of chapter 27 to be reminded what was the purpose of the guards. You know, the guards were there, and they were told, you know, to guard this place, but something might happen. But those guards, if you remember, what Jesus had said. Jesus kept saying, this is going to happen. This is what I'm going to do. They remember because it really happened. So in our faith, we believe that this happened. That Christ, our Lord, the King of Kings, died on this cross and he rose again. We believe that. So last week, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10, talked about resurrection on Resurrection Sunday. So I want to continue the rest of the story, because we sometimes forget the rest of the story. We sometimes read part of God's word and don't read it all, and we interpret it differently. But Easter, we think about Christ the Lord is risen today. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Yes, he can. He lives. How do I know? He lives in my heart. All that is true. So, I'm going to read on. Matthew chapter 28. Boy, my eyes were bad before I turned 50. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, though, that I can see, and thank God again for my new NIV, large print Bible. Chapter 28, we'll begin in verse 11. So here come the guards again. Looking, here are these guards. Here's a guard report. We had to guard at the tomb before all this went down and Jesus had risen from the dead. And so now the guards report, it says, in verse 11, while the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. Remember, the women were on their way. The women did what the angel said, and the women were doing what Jesus said. He said, go tell the disciples, wait there, I'm coming. So, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. So, the women are doing as they were told. And as they were told, some guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that happened. So these guards, of course, are going to tell everything they saw. Just like you. Everything you hear and everything you see, you go tell somebody. Now you can't be running down to Hammer's Market or running down to the Go-Mart right now or to the beauty shop because they're closed. The beauty shop is closed. But see, when we hear things, we see things, we go tell somebody. Or we post it on social media, right? So these guards were right there. But remember, the guards, you know, that were
They heard and remember Jesus saying, this is going to happen. They're like, hey, just as he said, we remember him saying that. It's happening. So now the guards are going to report what they have seen and what they believe to have happened. And in verse 12, when the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money. Jesus has already died. He's risen. He's followed the plan. He's followed God's plan. God's will has been done here. But everybody else has a floor and things have popped up and reminded them, use a pencil, not a pen. You have a plan, but God has a plan. That's the plan to follow. So these guys have a plan, right? Oh, God, here we are again. Here we go, right? They're playing against Jesus again, right? So telling them, you are to say, verse 13, his disciples came during the night and stole them away while we were asleep. So they're, you know, they're getting their story together here. Make sure everybody's on the same page. Everybody knows that, okay, here's what you're going to tell people. Here's what you saw. Here's what happened. Okay, let's make sure we're all understanding what we're going to say. Everybody knows what to say. You know, here we go. This is the soldier report. The elders and the chief priests are coming up with a plan. They're telling the soldiers, guards, people, here's what you're going to say. Okay? Well, you were to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. In verse 14, if this report gets to the government, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they're going to put this on its Twitter. You know, there's some illegal work happening here. There's some money involved, you know, and there's going to be some illegal actions happening here. But this is a story, and we're sticking to it. And that's what we're going to tell people. And everybody's going to stay out of trouble, as it says in verse 15. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Well, okay, they have their story. But remember, those guards that were at the tomb, they saw what happened. They remember Jesus saying, this is going to happen, just as I say. And it did happen, just as Jesus said. He died on this cross right here. And we see this white that's draped over the cross. It represents purity. What? God died. God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross, that we might be made pure, clean, that we might be able to be forgiven of our sins. So you and I as Christians that believe this to be true, I'm reading from God's word this morning. This is what I believe. This is what we believe here at the Baptist Church, that this is God's word and this is the truth. And so the chief priests and the elders, they got their plan. And people won't believe their plan. We're in the area. Everybody's got their own story. Everybody's got their own opinion. And you believe that claim to be true. As we sit at the cross this morning, we're reminded that, man, this was all part of the plan. You know, God's plan. That's part of God's plan for your life. Even before you even thought of or born, that God's plan was that his son Jesus would come, live, suffer, and die on this cross, and rise from the tomb for you. That was the first part of your plan that he had for you. That that would happen for you. That God, before you were even born or even thought about, God's plan, church, and we think about gathering in God's house. And as the pastor of this church, every Sunday when we meet here, live and in person, people gather in God. You've heard, I've heard, every pastor has heard, oh, preacher, I don't have anything to wear. Do you have any clothes? Do you have any clothes? Put them on and come to church. See, we're in God's presence. You know, so many times in youth ministry, these kids that came to Jesus and surrendered their lives to Jesus, God changed their life. Well, that's just the bottom line. God changed Jared's life and all those young people. Changed my life. He came into my heart, right? People say, oh, Kevin, you changed my life. No, I didn't. I led you to the one who could change your life. See, God said, just come as you are. And that's what we're to do as Christians, as believers. Bring people to Jesus just as they are. God will change them. God says, come as you are. I want you to stay in God's presence wherever we are. However we are, into his presence, right to the cross. See, that's what Jesus did. Here's the cross, the tomb's empty. Easter's over, as they say. Is it? Is it over? The resurrection, the crucifixion should always be in your heart. You should always be reminded of it. Once a month, we're reminded that in the life of the church as we come to the communion table, the body of broken, blood of shed. Are you remembering this every day? God says, I believe when you get up in the morning, God just waits for you just to kind of come as you are. As soon as you get up and plant your feet on the floor or on the ground, realizing, God, I have another day. Praise the Lord, I have another day. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you. Here I am, Lord, just as I am. I want you to change me and mold me and make me. So these guards have they go and do what they're called. These people have their story. But what are we supposed to do next? What are we supposed to do now? Well, this is what he said. Verse 16. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. See? They're listening. Are you listening? Are you listening to God this morning? Are you listening to him? Boy, I'm trying my best to live for him. I grew up in this church and I learned about listening to God. And always tried to do that. And all the ministry, boy, I messed up. And I have made some wrong decisions. But we all have. But again, if you read God's word, and what really speaks, do what God says, how could you be wrong? So remember what happened. The women were there, the angel said what to do, Jesus appeared to them, he told them what to do, they're just listening. And see, if people would just listen. Wow. It's just like this pandemic. If people would listen and do what they're told, we'd get back to church soon. Okay, and I'd get to the Outback live in person and eat a crunchy, nice, fresh Bloomin' Onion, right? People would just listen, right? But it's just our nature. We just sometimes want to do things on our own. And God's the first saying, hello, hello. Here I am. So these disciples, 11 of them, go to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. They worshiped him, but some doubted. Now for me, I can't understand that. What do you mean? He's right there. What do you mean? Do you need glasses? I mean, come on. I mean, Jesus did exactly what he said he would do. These guys are doing what he told them to do. So if they weren't going to believe him, why did he even do that? I mean, I've always thought of it. If you didn't believe he was going to be there, then why did you show up? Right? When they saw him, they worshiped him. But some still doubted. And Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. These disciples shouldn't have been surprised because he told them exactly what he was going to do and what was going to happen. And they were doing what he told them to do. And so he speaks, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. God gave him the authority to do what he did, to kind of do all this. He was led, directed, and guided by God. Okay, he's reminding them of that. In verse 19, therefore, now you go. It says, you go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So what are we supposed to do now? We're supposed to go and do what he tells us to do. Jesus is telling the disciples, all authority was given to me. And now I'm giving it to you. Because I'm going to be going back. I'm going to be leaving again. And you are to continue the work that I began. See, that's what's awesome about ministry. You know, you plant seeds in the lives of people, take off of them, and go and do the work of Jesus. And so that's what's happening here. Jesus has risen. Christ the Lord has risen today. Yes, he did. We believe that to be true. There were others. Stories that were circulating. But we believe God's word, that this really happened. And so, just as Jesus told them, come meet me, they did. And he tells them, all authority has now been given to you. So I want you to go into all the nations, into all the world, telling them about me and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. See, that's what Jesus told them to do. And that's what we are to do as the church, as ministries, as Christians, as believers, as children of God. We are to obey God's word. Do what he tells us to do. Follow his commands.
How do we know that? We have to know His word. How do we know what to obey? What commands there are? You need to know His word. You got to read it. You got to study. So Jesus said, all relaxed. Sitting right here at the foot of the cross. Right here at the cross of Jesus. See, you can still do that in your house. You can do that under quarantine. You can still do God's word. You can spend time in His word, knowing what His commands are and what to obey. You can certainly still be in His presence wherever you are. You can be praying for and with people. You could certainly be helping ministries that are helping people through a financial donation or actually helping if you can or sending something. See, that's what we can go and do God's work. But what's most important is the message to you and I today, that we are to go, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Know His commandments and obey His commandments and share with others. But to me, here's what the hope is. You know, last week you talked about hope is here. That's what this is all about, hope. You might have hope. I am with you always. That's a promise. I serve a God who keeps His promises. And He says, I'm with you always. So as you go to do God's work, as you go and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as you go and try to obey His commands, God says, don't you worry. Jesus told me, you're right here at the cross, and you surrender and believe this, you're not going to be perfect. You're going to mess up. And you're going to sin. The promise is that I'll always be with you. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe what happened on the cross and what happened in the tomb? Do you believe that to be true? And so you ask yourself, and we ask each other, so, you know, what is it that we do now? By all the authority through the Holy Spirit, we're to go and do what He told the disciples to do. Go and share with others. See, God says, all you need is a willingness and a faith. Just a little bit of faith. He says, come as you are into His presence, wherever that might be, however that might be. Come into His presence. You see, this story, I believe it to be true. And I believe you believe it to be true, because that's why you're here this morning. And sometimes, in the midst of a pandemic, you see, there are other things that are happening. You heard that during our time of prayer, that there are other things that are happening. People are experiencing life. People are going home to be with Jesus. That's happening. And so God says, just with a little bit of faith, come as you are into My presence and sit down here at the cross and spend a little time with Me. You know, yesterday on my birthday, I got up and talked to my cousin Kathy about Aunt Betty. I got on my phone, and the first thing that popped up on my phone was this trio of three ladies singing this song, I Am Blessed Beyond Measure. Wow. I needed to hear that song at 8:30 in the morning. Because on my 50th birthday, I realized, oh, I am blessed beyond measure. So far beyond what's gained through earthly treasure. You ever done that? You ever just got up in the morning and sat down with Jesus, right at the cross, and understanding and realizing, I am blessed beyond measure. So far beyond what's gained through earthly treasure. That song yesterday really spoke to me. And it reminded me how blessed I am. So no matter where you are or what you're going through right now, you might be at home by yourself, you might be at home with family, you might be in a nursing home, you might be at home alone, you might be in a hospital, right? And no matter what you're going through, what you're facing right now, even in the midst, so far beyond what's gained through earthly treasure, whatever comes my way, my soul will still say, I'm blessed. Is that your attitude? This morning, no matter what comes your way, no matter what mountain, whatever comes my way, my soul will say, I am blessed. In this song, it continues just to keep saying that, I am blessed beyond measure, so far beyond what's gained through earthly treasure. Whatever comes my way, still my soul, to God be the glory.
You alone are my reward. With you, I want for nothing more. See, that's all we need. It's right here. That's all we need. You got a little bit of faith, that's all you need. Just a little bit, God says, I will pray. He's all you need. He's our hope. That's all you need. Your goodness falls on me all of my days. You will never leave me nor forsake me. I'm blessed. I am blessed beyond measure, so far beyond what's gained through earthly treasure. Whatever comes my way, still my soul will say, I'm blessed. You see what happens sometimes? We just focus on our needs. We focus on what's going on and our concerns and our prayers. We take all into Jesus. We sometimes forget how blessed we are. We sometimes forget to thank Him. We sometimes forget. Just sit down. Just sit down. Jesus said, I'll be right there. You need to make an appointment. I'll be right there. Come as you are. God's with you. Father, I thank you this morning for our time together in your presence. God, I pray right now for all those that are listening and all those that are watching, or will be watching and listening later. God, may they know, God, that you love them. That all this that happened on the cross and in that tomb was because you love them. No matter how far we've strayed away from you, no matter how many times we've messed up, or how many sins we've committed, God, you love us, no matter what. And you want us to come into your presence just as we are. And you'll wrap your arms around us and accept us as we are. But then you're the one that changes us, God. And we thank you for that. God, I pray if there's anyone listening that's never come to you or never surrendered their life to you, God, that they would admit that they're a sinner in need of a Savior, just like we all are. They confess their sins and repent of their sins and believe your word to be the truth and believe that Jesus died for them and confess. Use our Lord and Savior. And God, I pray this morning we'd be reminded of how blessed we are. God, we thank you for all of our blessings. God, I thank you for all of my blessings, for the ministry that I've been a part of. Since the very beginning of my life, all 50 years of my life has been in this church. Oh, what a blessing. And sometimes I think, wow, you picked me to be the pastor of this church. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try to do my best. I'm going to love others just like I've been loved. And I'm going to be blessed just like I've been blessed. And I'm going to try to bless others. So God, this morning, we thank you. God, I thank you for my blessings. For all the people that have been a part of the ministry that I've been involved in here. With children and youth. God, I thank you for all the seeds that have been sown. You are so good. God, I pray this morning, whatever we need to do, whatever decision needs to be made, we do it right where we are. Because you're waiting for us. God, you are so good. God, we love you, and we thank you, and we surrender to you this day. And God, you go with us. You watch over us, guide us, and protect us. You go with us. Go with us all the way. And your word tells us, we're reminded this morning, Matthew chapter 28, that you're with us. You will not leave us or forsake us, that you will always be with us. God, we thank you. We love you, and we praise you. And we are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we close this morning, we're going to sing together, God is so good. And you're really going to be blessed, because you're going to listen to me sing. Oh, that's going to be awesome. God is so good. Man, what a simple song this is. But I pray it's your heart. I pray it's what you believe in your heart. So I'm going to, Twyla's actually going to play and lead this, but I'm going to sing too. So you can sit where you are, you can stand where you are. We sing this a lot here because we believe it a lot here at the Baptist Church. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me. God is so good to me. So if you believe that God is good to you, and you believe that he cares for you, and you're thankful that God is good, and you're thankful for your blessings, and you're thankful that he cares for you, then it says, I love him so. Do you love him so this morning? Right where you are? Just as you are. Do you love him this morning? Because he loves you just as you are. Right where you are. He's so good to me. Sing with me this morning. God is so good.
God is so
right where you are, just as you are. God bless you, and have a great week.